You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. Syracuse police are investigating what's behind a rise in spike overdoses this week. Synthetic marijuana overdose cases across the city have increased from one or two per day to upwards of 20, with more likely going unreported. Sergeant Rick Hilterline says this may be due to what he calls a bad batch.
This stuff is just a mixture of chemicals. The people that are buying it and using it, they really have no idea what's in there. It's not regulated in any way. It's not monitored. So what we found recently is something that's in whatever they're using is causing more severe reactions than usual.
Reported overdoses are affecting a wide age range, from people in their teens into their 60s. Officers are monitoring interactions this week in an attempt to track down the source of the batch. Hilterline says the unpredictability of the drug is making it especially challenging to track.
We haven't been able to track the specific batch or the one specific brand that is causing this. The way they package it, it could all be the same stuff in 20 different packages. So everyone that uses it reacts differently. Some people just don't feel well, and other people start acting as if they're out of control.
Syracuse has seen surges in spike overdoses in 2012 and 2015. While there have not yet been any reported fatalities linked to the drug in New York State, it has proven fatal in cases across the country in recent years. Hilterline says that unlike heroin overdoses, there is no simple treatment for spike overdoses.
Narcan, which can reverse the effects of opioids, I don't believe that stuff is effective on this. The person has to just kind of come through whatever they're going through to recover. I'm sure they give them medications to calm them down, but there's no quick fix, as we've found with heroin.
City police are asking anyone with information regarding the buying or selling of spike to alert them by calling 315-442-5222 or through their anonymous SPD Tips app. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.